The frontal lobes allow us to plan and reflect, to imagine and play out future scenarios. They help us to protect what will happen if we take one action, like applying for a new job, or neglect another, such as not paying the rent. They make choice possible and underlie our astonishing creativity. Generations of frontal lobes, working in close collaboration, have created culture, which got us from dugout canoes, horse-drawn carriages, and letters, to jet planes, hybrid cars, and email. They also gave us Noam's life-saving trampoline. Mirroring each other, interpersonal neurobiology. Crucial for understanding trauma, the frontal lobes are also the seat of empathy, our ability to feel into someone else. One of the truly sensational discoveries of modern neuroscience took place in 1994, when, in a lucky accident, a group of Italian scientists identified specialized cells in the cortex that came to be known as mirror neurons. The researchers had attached electrodes to individual neurons in a monkey's premotor area, then set up a computer to monitor precisely which neurons fired when the monkey picked up a peanut or grasped a banana. At one point, an experimenter was putting food pellets into a box when he looked up at the computer. The monkey's brain cells were firing at the exact location where the motor command neurons were located. But the monkey wasn't eating or moving. He was watching the researcher, and his brain was vicariously mirroring the researcher's actions. Numerous other experiments followed around the world, and it soon became clear that mirror neurons explained many previously unexplainable aspects of the mind, such as empathy, imitation, synchrony, and even the development of language. One writer compared mirror neurons to neural Wi-Fi. We pick up not only another person's movement, but her emotional state and intentions as well. When people are in sync with each other, they tend to stand or sit in similar ways, and their voices take on the same rhythms. But our mirror neurons also make us vulnerable to others' negativity, so that we respond to their anger with fury or are dragged down by their depression. I'll have more to say about mirror neurons later in this book, because trauma almost invariably involves not being seen, not being mirrored, and not being taken into account. Treatment needs to reactivate the capacity to safely mirror and be mirrored by others, but also to resist being hijacked by others' negative emotions.